This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This time on Temple View, athletic associations battle steroid use. For decades, performance-enhancing drugs have been associated with power sports, such as football and wrestling. Athletic governing bodies have tried over the years to deal with the issue with varying levels of success. Mary Wilfert works with the drug education and testing programs for the NCAA. She says she believes their approach, which includes testing and educating student athletes about these substances, has taken hold.
Our numbers had been up in the 80s and 90s, and we've dropped down about 46, I think is the number, of positive tests for steroids in that year, the 03-04 year, which includes the year-round drug testing and the championship drug testing.
She goes on to say the NCAA has received tremendous support from the schools it serves.
We require our schools to educate student athletes about banned substances and the products that may contain them. For the most part, these programs, though, are designed by the institution to meet their specific needs.
Experts agree the best way to get six-pack abs or more punch on the playing field is to put in the hard work and maintain a proper diet. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.